Finance Minister Tendai Biti and his Botswana counterpart Kenneth Matambo signed the agreement to pave the way for the disbursement of the funds which Botswana pledged at the Southern African Development Community Summit in 2009. Biti said Zimbabwe urgently needs such lines of credit to revive its economy.
The first point is to acknowledge that our country needs capital. Capital in the form of foreign direct investment, capital in the form of overseas development assistance, and capital in the form of lines of credit, and of course capital in the form of access to the cheap financing that is available through IFIs.
Biti said the funds will be administered in a way that will benefit the two nations. He said some mechanisms have been put in place to ensure that there will be no red tape in disbursing the money.
The disbursement will be demand driven. A Zimbabwean business person identifies an opportunity and vice versa, and they go straight to the banks. So the expedience and the ball lies squarely in the court of the private sector. So if there's any delays, it's of your own making. We have de-bureaucratized this facility, having taken lessons from the challenges which we have suffered with the DMAF.
Matambo said the $64 million will promote trade between the two countries.
This is not a one-way transaction. It is a transaction which is supposed to benefit our two countries together. But it must be emphasized, the way that it is foreseen is that most of the investments will be actually in Zimbabwe. But through trade, Botswana should also be able to benefit.
He said the money will be availed to Zimbabwe as soon as the country provides the necessary credit guarantees.
I wish also to highlight that whereas the Memorandum of Agreement will come into force today by reason of its signature, its commencement will be subject to the fulfillment of some conditions precedent to commencement, such as, I understand, the issuing of the necessary guarantee by the government of Zimbabwe to the government of Botswana.
While welcoming the credit facility, Kumbirai Katsande, president of the Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries, said money alone will not resolve the country's economic challenges.
Money, however much it is, cannot make up for poor economic policies. So we urge the government to keep reviewing our policies so that we have a competitive investment destination such that the 500 million puller does not become an end, but a beginning.
Oswald Bina of the Zimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce said they are ready to utilize the funds.
The challenge is only the bureaucracy around it. And this, like I said, is a private sector driven one. You will see that once the green light is switched on, evidence will be on the ground that entrepreneurs and companies will partake.
Under the facility, 70% of the funds will be utilized for reviving the manufacturing sector. Targeted sectors are tourism, pharmaceuticals, agro-processing, information and communication technology, steel and leather industries. Meanwhile, the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe has announced that it is disposing its controlling stakes in two companies, Keynes Holdings and Astra Holdings. In newspaper advertisements, the bank has given interested bidders until the 10th of September to submit their bids. The central bank holds a 63% stake in Keynes Holdings and 64% in Astra Holdings. The Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe is no longer allowed to engage in quasi-physical activities. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.